Hello and welcome back to the Offspring Magazine, the podcast. I'm your host, Marcel, and today I'm joined by three co-hosts, Yuli, Bea, and Sharan. And yeah, this is the last episode, episode 25 of season 4. So we're wrapping up this season. I just want to start by summarizing a few things about this season. We had 25 different episodes. We had 5 different hosts, the four of us, plus Andres. And this year we also had like 2 big series of related podcasts, one on black holes and one on RNAs. And we've also had like lots of different cool episodes on, for instance, climate change, human evolution, and anxiety. So in this episode, we're just gonna talk a little bit about what we did this season, and then talk a bit about what we've planned for season 5, and unfortunately also say goodbye to 2 of our hosts. So what about you, Yuli? Maybe you can start by just saying what you enjoyed about season 4, and if you already have plans for season 5, what you're planning.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that I like got to make this series on black holes, because I had that in mind for a while, and I think it worked out pretty great in the end. I was quite happy with it. It was also the first time I was traveling to record podcasts, so I traveled to Hanover and to Bonn to record 2 of the podcasts there at the Max Planck Institutes. So that was a lot of fun, and just meeting my interview partners in person, that was a great experience for me. And then of course the highlight was to interview Reinhard Genzel, the Nobel laureate, so of course that's a big deal. It was also a great interview and a great conversation I had with him, so I think I'm quite happy with how it went. And apart from that, I don't have super precise plans for next season, but I do want to stick with the astronomy, astrophysics topic. I think there's a lot more that people might be interested in, and so I'm thinking to try to get someone who would be able to talk about the James Webb Space Telescope, because that has lately been a big new thing in space. There are also some other interesting missions, satellite missions, that have just started or are in planning right now. So that's going to be pretty interesting. And one thing I think I want to try is to get this year's physics Nobel laureate, who was also at the Max Planck Institute. And he's actually at the Max Planck Institute for Quantum Optics in Garching, and my institute just moved to Garching, so we're neighbors now. So I'm guessing or hoping the chances are high that I catch him and get the chance to interview him. I think that would be pretty cool.
Sounds super cool. Thanks. What about you, Sharan?
For the season 4, besides recording the episodes with our guests, I also took over the task of social media coordination. And it is a really exciting task. I got so excited when I saw the likes from our audience, and we have a really good chance in total. For some episodes, obviously, it attracted so much attention. I remember, of course, the Nobel Prize one, we got so many, and also the episode from Beyond. Well, of course, we also got like more than 10,000 viewers. Besides this, I also had one episode about anxiety, at least from my friendship circle. People give me really good feedbacks because they feel like, okay, finally someone can be so open and accessible to the mental health situation. Another point is, unfortunately, I will leave our Offspring Magazine podcast, because next year I'm planning to graduate. Finally, I finished my PhD. Almost, I'm close. I really enjoyed all the time and the task we have done together in this team. It's an amazing team. We really have done so great job. And when I went to the conferences, sometimes I met some professors who really listened to our podcast, and they said, it's so amazing. It's understandable, also professional. So I'm very proud of our channel. Yeah, so bye, and hope to see you in the future in this way or another way. I'm really happy. Thanks for supporting.
Thank you so much. That's, first of all, so nice to hear, and I think it's amazing news that you're planning to graduate. But of course, we'll be super sad to see you leave, but also excited for you to see what you are going to be up to in the future. And the feedback you just mentioned is, of course, amazing. That's incredibly rewarding to hear. So that's super exciting. And I think it's so important that you also had this episode on anxiety. And I hope in the future we'll have more episodes that also cover things that go beyond the science and more focus on the academic environment and the academic system in general and the pressures some people might be under. So I think that was really exciting. Thanks. Yeah, then Bea, what about you?
Yeah, so it's almost sad that it's the last episode we're recording here all together. But I think, as Xiaoran and Julie already mentioned, this season has been absolutely amazing. I think there's so many highlights. I think the introduction of the two new series that Marcel and Julie did, that was phenomenal, something new, spice up the season a bit. So I think that was definitely a highlight, even though I wasn't directly involved in it, you know. I think for my part, I had an absolute pleasure speaking to Joris Dalen again. If you haven't checked out that YouTube video, please go check it out, because it's a really fancy three camera setup that I think looked really good. And it was really nice to have someone come back on the show. Clearly he enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed talking to him second time. You know, it's always really interesting. So that was probably a highlight for me. And then two other podcasts, I think, on two topics that are dear to my heart that I really enjoyed were the one on human evolution with Johannes Krause on the Denisovans, Neanderthal. I think if you're interested in kind of learning about the human history, that's a great episode. And had a lot of fun talking to Asia Biega at the Max Planck Institute for Security and Privacy about the ethics of algorithms and how to design AI and algorithms in an ethical way, which I think is a very hot topic these days. It was also very fascinating. So those are probably my season highlights. Would also recommend everyone to listen in if you haven't already done so. And looking forward to see what the team has planned for next season. I won't be there. Maybe I'll be able to record an episode, kind of have a few ideas that I still want to do, still want to contribute a tiny bit, but you won't be hearing as much from me anymore. But it's been an amazing ride, and I'm really looking forward to see how the team develops.
Yeah, thank you so much, especially for taking over the podcast. And I think under your guidance, the podcast has really developed wonderfully. And so I'm very thankful, also excited for you, because you already handed in your thesis. I don't know,
I
have
did,
you defended
yeah.
already? No, you're going to defend
I'll
in January.
No, I'll be defending
right?
end of January,
Yeah, so fingers crossed for that. But also very exciting, also very excited to see what you'll be up to afterwards.
If it's exciting, please, can I come on as a
definitely.
Guest?
I was going to suggest
my
that.
Life.
Yeah, definitely. So So we're super happy for you, and thank you a lot for your ambition with the podcast and all you did. So regarding my season highlights, so first of all, it was a highlight for me to get started with podcasting, because it was something I'd been thinking of. And then I listened to all of your cool episodes in the past seasons. And then I was like, oh, that would be very exciting to join the Offspring Magazine podcast. And I've really enjoyed my interviews. I also very enjoyed the interactions we've had, both amongst the team members, but also with the people I had the pleasure to interview. And I think in terms of topics or particular episodes, I did really enjoy the RNA series, especially because it's really like within my own interests. Maybe one episode I want to highlight is the one with Katharina Höfer. So that was my first one, but so that was exciting in of itself. But what I also found interesting or exciting was, like, first of all, she mentioned the synergy between industry and academia. She was very energetic. She has this very cool trajectory of having been in industry after her bachelor's. And so that was a super exciting, super unique perspective, I think. So I really enjoyed that. And yeah, so in terms of what is planned, so there's still one, it's probably going to be a two-part episode that's planned in the RNA series. I'm not going to say yet who I'm going to interview, but this is this will definitely be exciting, I think. And we're also going to touch on things like gender equality and women in science a bit, and mentoring more generally. So that's something I'm very excited about. And then, yeah, I'm excited to see how the podcast develops. So we have, like, with Yuli, Andres as well, who's not here today, and I will continue being part of the podcast team. But then we've already had new people mention they're interested in joining the podcast. And maybe one of you listening right now now gets excited as well, because we're still looking for members. So you can just text us on whatever platform and we'll be happy to talk. So I'm very excited for that, to see what's going to happen next year. And yeah, I think that's all there is to say. Maybe to sum up, Sharon and Bea, we wish you all the best. It was very exciting having you and interacting with you. Yeah, I think, like, is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I think Marcel and Julie, good luck for the next year. Thanks for taking over and for keeping it going. And I'm very excited to see what you guys come up with.
I think it's really a great opportunity to have conversations with all great scientists or like expertise, if you are planning to interview and you have the chance to have the conversation with them in person. And the thing I love our channel also, it's we make science accessible. And it's really amazing. Like, we are not really hiding behind all the industry products and no one knows really what is happening behind. So if you are interested to share the researcher's life, as Marcel has mentioned about the women science or our female scientists, as we said, or under minority, please just to give it a try. And also, if you are interested in social media coordination and you're great at designing or you have creative idea or crazy idea, just reach out.
Yeah, I'm excited to keep it going, but I'm also excited to welcome new members to our team. So yeah, as Marcel said, if you're listening to this and if you might be interested in doing a podcast, please don't be shy. This podcast, I'm so happy it exists, because it gives literally everybody who's just interested in doing a podcast the opportunity, the platform, just to do it and just, like, to plunge into the cold water and just get started, and even if you just do one episode and then you figure out maybe it's not you, that's also fine. You don't have to be afraid of anything. You can just get started. And for me it was the best thing. And then episode by episode, interview by interview that you do, you realize you're getting better at it and you're improving. And so yeah, I want to thank Srinath and Niku who started this podcast. Mm-hmm. Because they did something really great, and I'm so happy it's continuing. And then Bia, you did an amazing job. I think it was really inspiring to see all the interviews that you led and how you coordinated the podcast. So thank you for all your work. And yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes next year.
Yeah, that's really nice, Julie. I completely agree with you. Just to anyone listening, just try it out, because you'll realize how much fun it is. And as Julie also already mentioned, traveling for your podcast and actually meeting the speakers in person, having a chat with them kind of face to face, is really a once in a lifetime experience. You build such nice connections. You can really tell that they enjoy it as well. And you only really have the chance to do it now on this platform. So make the most out of it and join us.
Yeah, I want to second that. And I think science communication has never been more important. I mean, we saw it during the COVID pandemic. Science communication, or like failed science communication, played such a big role in, let's say, the dynamics of the pandemic. And now with AI, like things like science communication is so important. So I think it's great that we have a platform like this, and we'll be happy to welcome you as well. And with that, I think we can wrap up season 4. We're very excited for what's to come. Thank you again, Bea and Sharon, for doing such a great job, and hopefully see you soon. Bye. Offspring Magazine, the podcast, is brought to you by the Max Planck PhDNet and the Science Communication Working Group known as the Offspring Magazine. The intro-outro music is composed by Srina Ramkumar, and the pre-intro jingle is composed by Gustavo Carrizo. For any feedback, comments, or suggestions, please feel free to write us at offspring.podcasts@phdnet.mpg.de. Until next week, stay safe, stay healthy, bye-bye!